are Somali girls being shipped to Saudi Arabia to work as housemaids?
It's a matter of misinformation. There is no correlation between the support Saudi Arabia is giving to Somalia and this issue.
Have they granted visas?
We have been pursuing this issue of Saudi Arabia opening its labor market for Somali people. Our girls, they go from Somalia and Tahrib, went through Yemen. They are mistreated in Yemen. Some of them, we don't know where they ended up. And they reach Saudi Arabia and they stay there illegally, having no rights at all. What right now we're talking about, not only girls, but Somali young people, to go there legally and lawfully under the supervision of the government.
And but not as maids?
Not as what?
Maids, like house workers?
No, of course.
The diaspora are concerned that many of the young girls may be subject to a lot of the abuse that's been documented by Saudi homeowners. Mm-hmm. So they're concerned that this could happen to young Somali girls that take these visas to go there.
Well, I don't believe that this will happen because they will be going there in a relationship and agreement between two governments, and we are fully responsible to look after their interests and protection throughout there. And they will be working there. There are Somali girls and boys in Saudi Arabia right
now.
So
will they grant visas to those ones to work, or are they going to bring new ones?
No, they will grant those ones to work after going through certain set of procedures. And they will, of course, get new ones from Somalia. And not only girls. We're talking about drivers. We're talking about nurses, both men and men. We're talking about many other people who can serve. It's not only the girls.